The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's breaking down the mayor of Atlanta, who is at Bilderberg right now. Obama, as a senator, went to Bilderberg during the campaign for that day when he disappeared. No one knew where he was in Virginia. We saw the Secret Service with him and Hillary. They drove through. It was confirmed he was inside. And that's when the New York Times said we were completely insane and no one was there. No Secret Service, no nothing. Again, that's how dumb they think you are. So, Julio, finish up your point.
Absolutely. So who is this Kasim Reed? Obviously, he didn't go to any prestigious elitist university. He graduated from Howard University. You know, what's in line for this man? I tried contacting the press office of the mayor, Kasim Reed of Atlanta, Georgia, several times this week to get them to confirm whether or not taxpayers of Atlanta, Georgia are funding his trip to Copenhagen, Denmark. Will minutes be released? Is he in violation of the Logan Act? So I encourage everyone out there listening, if you're from Atlanta, give the mayor's office a call and find out who's funding his trip to Copenhagen, Denmark. Is he in Europe? Just ask different questions like that. And secondly, we need to hold our feet to the fire to corporate media. Last year, I persuaded Jake Tapper of the CNN Globalist Network to cover Bilderberg briefly. I tried to do it again this year. Hold these people accountable. And again, you look at Andres Rasmussen, the NATO Secretary General, or you look at one of the heads of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Daniel Esselin, on the show. Alex talked about climate change and technocracy being a topic at Bilderberg. And when I did Genetically Modified Society for your contest, the film you can watch on YouTube, I had the CFR admit to me that, yes, the president's looking at geoengineering. So when you look at what they're going to be talking about at these meetings, on top of the nationalist sentiment going on throughout the country, is how do we break down these countries in a discrete way? The Army talks about weather modification as the perfect weapon to do so. You have MIT, you have all these globalist institutes talking about this. So, again, keep up the great work. Everyone who's in Copenhagen, keep those people in the prayers, and keep up the great work, and take care, everyone. Take care, Alex.
Well said. Yeah, Julio's a great reporter. I guess he's still in college. He's getting a journalism degree, but he does a lot of great work over the years, done some for us. And there he goes. He's confronted Al Gore and many other people. And anybody out there who has liberty, who loves freedom, and who knows the issues, you're more important than dinosaur media because you're independent. And, yeah, it's good to have CNBC cover it. It's good to have The Guardian cover it. But we're forcing them to cover it by leading the way. That's how we got them to cover it. And now in the case of CNBC and others, they're kind of like, yeah, you got spies, politicians, and world leaders secretly meeting, but what's the big deal? But at least we're now going to start identifying these people, which is what they don't want. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I'm going to go to Shane and MouseLink and Shane and Joe and many others that are patiently holding it. A lot of Shane's calling in today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And again, we've had reporters arrested. Drudge Report is linked to our InfoWars story on that. We have now new video that's higher def than what you saw as a live stream up on InfoWars.com. And we'll try to show some of that video coming up. Exclusive Bilderberg police brutally beat reporters, chase cameramen. Police take journalists, included pens, to be beaten. Really unprecedented to see that going on. And then when people try to go film it, they chase them. And that's the bigger issue. We're going to come back and break it all down. And I've got a report here saying that the golden age, a new golden age of journalism has begun. I agree. It's the rebirth of the media. We just haven't had it for a while.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Don't you fool around. I'm gonna pull it. Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. And then, of course, back 7 o'clock weeknights Central with InfoWars Nightly News. Man, there is so much news to cover I haven't gotten to yet and breaking, but right now, I want to go right back to your phone calls on Bilderberg, on Obama, telling the illegals he's legalizing them with executive orders and fiat, so hundreds of thousands pouring across a month, 60,000 children right now who don't even have parents, and the world says, you take our kids or you're racist. I wonder if I could go to Mexico and just show up myself and walk in and say, pay for everything, or have my baby. Or just go dunk my kid in Mexico. Here, you know, hypothetically, pay for it. Racist. It is just really getting crazy what we'll put up with. While the new Pentagon document is out in the Washington Times, leaked by Pentagon people that are concerned that they're training with drones and tanks to suppress the American people. I mean, it's total treason. And it's here. I want to go to Shane. I want to go to Mouse Link, Shane, William, Joe, and many others. Let's go to Shane in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, just want to let you know, first and foremost, that I'm engaging in resistance at the moment. I'm in my backyard as we speak, watering my garden.
Oh, sir, that's racist. That is so racist.
Yeah, first year I've ever really gotten into it. I'm one of those Raleigh people who, you know, you had one of our friends on, you know, fluoride activist. You know, we're still working on them, but I just decided to move 20 minutes out of the city, get off the water grid, on the well water, got a, you know, acre of land, got chickens walking around my yard right now.
Basically, you're a hardcore extremist, dangerous person.
Now, speaking of resistance, man, I've got a good suggestion for you. I think on your website you sell like a money belt, but do you sell a money belt that has like quarters, dimes, nickels, you know, that kind of stuff, or just money clips?
Now, we do have a little money clip that's made in America that we sell at madein1776.com, but we haven't come out with a little money clip that, you know, holds coins in it. But that would be a good idea.
Scary one, because just the other day, you know, I was at the store. I spend cash as much as possible, but just the other day, I happened to have exact change on me, and I made a transaction, and I thought to myself, wow, you know, when you have exact change, it's actually really easy to use cash. The big hassle a lot of establishments have with it is, you know, they have to have money on hand, and they have to make change and all that. But you should really think about that.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I don't know if we're going to save cash ourselves doing that, but Israel's moving to try to make you go to a cashless society. It's such a bad idea, ladies and gentlemen. Such a horrible idea. And I've got some news that dovetails with that I'll be covering, because I want to get into that article here in a moment. But let's go back to calls right now. Mouse Link, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. The thing that I wanted to speak to you about is that's been blowing up on my Twitter feed for the past couple of days was this Washington Post film critic, Ann Hornaday, the one who said that the Santa Barbara shooting was, quote, tied to white men in Hollywood promoting escapist fantasies that revolve around vigilantism and sexual wish fulfillment. Seth Rogen and Judd Apatow kind of...
Sir, everything is white male's fault. Didn't you know that? Go ahead.
Well, and I'm one of them, I guess. So I guess I'm supposed to have that guilt coming down on my head constantly. But the thing that I had said that seemed to resonate with a lot of people was that why can't we just blame these stabbings and the shootings on the people who perpetrate them? But is that not self-serving enough?
Well, no, that's it. I mean, look, you need to be guilty and then politically do whoever's accusing you of being bad what they say. And so let the Washington Post, you know, say that you are the reason this happened. And, of course, I got real mad about this Sunday on the Sunday show. I am sick of people blaming gun owners for what crazy people do with guns. The guy killed half the people with a knife. I guarantee you that the fathers and mothers of some of these dead young people have knives in their houses, and they would say it's asinine if I said they shared guilt for having a knife. Half the people were killed with a knife. I didn't hear Mr. Martinez, that was blaming gun owners and the NRA for this, come out and blame everyone that owns knives because he knows that's asinine. Well, how is it any more asinine to blame guns? And yes, it is. And we need to call them on this. And, you know, I've mentioned the story you talk about. It's just incredible. It's totally incredible. But, I mean, they're now saying the word girl is sexist and banned. They're saying the word bossy is, while being bossy, telling you not to use the word bossy. If they can make you not use the word bossy, they can do anything. They're just seeing how many orders they can get us to follow. I appreciate your call. We're moving quick. Great calls. Shane, another Shane in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call in and commend the InfoWars crew and David Knight and Josh Owens out there in at Bilderberg. It really shows who the real media is, and you guys speak for the people. And that's how we get the information into the mainstream and get these topics covered by mainstream news, because their only purpose is to distort our reality. Most people know that something's wrong. They know that things aren't right in this country and that we're being led astray. But they turn on the news and everything seems okay. But it's thanks to you guys, thanks to InfoWars. People are tuning in. They're saying, hey, you know, maybe I'm not crazy to think that, you know, we're in a lot of trouble and that things are, you know, going on.
Well, that's why we're here. So many people, and I appreciate your call, Shane, think I'm being a pessimist or fear-mongering. It's not fear-mongering if it's happening. Drug-resistant bugs are killing millions worldwide every year now. That's a big issue to worry about. I want to try to cause a debate about it to find ways to try to mitigate it or fix it. The globalists are coming for our guns. It's by admitting they're coming for the guns that we can have a debate about it and point out that our guns make people safer, and they don't have a right to blame us individually for what someone else does. It's not fear-mongering to say the big corporations want to censor the internet because the rise of new journalism is causing a new golden age of journalism. I'm not a cynic or someone that thinks everything's doomed and we can't fix things. My detractors are usually, oh, you can't change it even if you're right. There's nothing you can do. Oh, sound like Igor the donkey from Winnie the Pooh. I guess. Eeyore, whatever his stupid name is. Eeyore is not Igor, it's Eeyore. Eeyore. I guess that's the noise they make. Igor. I'm now calling him Igor. The minion of Dr. Frankenstein. More like Renfield the donkey. The vampire donkey, Igor. Not of Eeyore fame, but of Igor fame. But here's a new study out. This is in the National Post. Being a cynic linked to triple risk to developing dementia. Finland study suggests, yeah, you decide life's all over. You decide you're just depressed. That's the way it is. And, you know, I'm just going to, nothing's ever going to get better or whatever. Your body says, well, I'm not needed. I'm just going to die. That's why in medicine they say praying helps, even if you don't believe in God. Getting your brainwaves up, getting to that higher level, it's been proven that something's happening, is highly associated with healing and pulling through stuff. That's why you'll go into somebody who's bleeding to death or whatever and about to go into surgery. Buck up. You're going to make it. You know, decide you want to live. And it's been shown statistically to massively boost your chances when you get put under to survive that surgery. Because your brain gets in the gear of, I'm needed for this family. You know, there's big studies out that I meant to cover last week that old people feel absolutely alone, more and more in the West especially, totally useless. And it's because they decide they're useless, their families decide they're useless, they didn't have a bunch of kids, so the kids don't want to come see them, or they don't have kids. And they want to be narcissistic and on power trips, and that's not what being old is about. You're supposed to be narcissistic when you're 14, not when you're 70, not when you're 80. And that's what scientists and people are saying is, stop being on a power trip, stop being narcissistic, decide you're going to help people in the community. Go out to a soup kitchen and help homeless people when you're 80 years old. You're like, but I'm old. I deserve to be happy now and have time for myself. You're not happy till you go to the soup kitchen or paint or go visit a nursing home when you're 80 if you're not in bad shape for people that are in bad shape. Take a therapy dog in to see people. True service is where fulfillment is, folks. If you're a journalist that tells the truth, that's a service. Doing good. We're meant to try to do good. And your body says, good job. I'm going to try to stay alive. I have worth to the tribe. I'm going to hang on. They've got studies out on old women that live past 100. They've got big extended families. People love them. They come visit them. They feel like they're needed. And those women will hold on forever. My grandmother had been sick off and on for months, my dad's mom, and she knew he was coming to visit her on that Saturday when she died. And I had a feeling we needed to go see her, and I ended up doing an overnight radio show and was up late. My dad came to the house, stood over the bed and said, hey, get up, we're going to see her. And I said, no, I'll come later, I'll come later, and I slept a few more hours. He was miles away when she died, And the preacher came and he said, "It's okay, Patty, you can turn loose. You don't have to wait." And she said, "Okay," and turned loose and died. She just decided to die. And that's what it's all about. But that's what this says. The world will make you pessimistic.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. You're the renegade, it's atomic age.
You're the renegade. Folks, the renegades are not the communists.
They stay the same, but they were always.
Against the Machine would tell you. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X was definitely a renegade. But then he plopped communism on top of it. That's not a renegade, that's establishment. We cannot let them push communism as trendy anymore. I'm sick of it. Yeah, communism is great for George Soros because he's exempt from it. And he gets your money, that pig. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in California. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. So one thing I'm noticing in the media as just all the time, really, and sorry for being jumbled here, is that there's a lot of focus on Obama, but not a whole lot of focus on Biden. And I see that, Obama, he takes a lot of vacations and everything, but Biden, though, Biden tends to do a lot more actual work towards advancing the New World Order. And I just feel that more focus should be shined on him as opposed to Obama, who's really a distracting joke.
Here's the deal. I don't manipulate people, but I will communicate. And if I can get conservatives and libertarians angry about the New World Order by tagging Obama onto it because he is a figurehead for them, so he deserves it. You know, his face is on the billboard for the company that I hate, the globalists. So he's the figurehead on the ship of these pirates. So I will attack him by name and talk about him. But it's pretty clear Obama is just reading off teleprompters and mailing it in like George W. Bush did. Bill Clinton did not mail it in. John F. Kennedy did not mail it in, for good or for bad. George Herbert Walker Bush did not mail it in. They actually were globalists in there, wheeling and dealing different factions. Nixon did not mail it in. Nixon was actually president. That's why they destroyed him. And that's on record. The establishment said that. I'm not defending the stuff he did. He was terrible. But compared to these people, he was an angel. So I hear what you're saying. No, Joe Biden is more of a president than Obama and does creep around trying to get our guns and, you know, the rest of it. I mean, they use Michelle Obama. When I say Michelle Obama is telling our kids what to eat, well, she's the figurehead, the woman on there doing it. But really, it's Big Agra, the GMO, Monsanto, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation actually make a lot of the money off of it. They actually run what your kids are fed to a great extent. I mean, Bill Gates is a control freak for Planned Parenthood. His dad used to run it. Army intelligence. Top eugenicist. And you're going to eat what they say. Your kid's going to be sterile. You know, and if they say they're going to shove a gun down your throat and pull the trigger, you'll do it. Or they'll send the media after you call you racist, and you don't want that to happen. So, we're in a Twilight Zone episode. I mean, it's crazy. And so I hear what you're saying about Joe Biden. I appreciate your call. William in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to start off by thanking you for covering everything like you do, and I give you some resistance as well.
Thank you.
You know, but what I'd like to talk about is there anything more we can do to wake up the people? Because most of this stuff is pretty in the obvious. I just don't understand how people could be so blind and passive.
That's how incrementalism works. Back before folks were totally asleep and before they'd been conditioned to handle this stuff in plain view, they'd go, there's no world government, there's no secret room, there's no Bilderberg, there's no plan for socialist health care, there's no plan, there's no plan to get your guns, no, there's no secret medical experiments. Now that it's all out in the open, they go, yeah, we take foster kids and do medical experiments on them. Some died. Big deal. Yeah, we're doing them. What's wrong with that? See, I mean, we're now getting down the line. Yeah, we're going to get rid of internet freedom. Yeah, we're going to take your bank account. Yeah, your kid belongs to the government. See that SWAT team? Got a problem? Yeah. See how that works?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just don't understand it. I mean, especially with the coverage got over in Belvern right now, with the reporter getting drugged behind the...
Well, maybe he needs to be drugged behind there, you know? Maybe he needs to be beaten and stomped on and chased down the other reporter. We need to just arrest all the media and stop complaining.
Yeah.
Let them take our bank accounts. Let them take our kids. Let them give us 4 shots. The people running things are good, and they mean well. And it's mentally ill to think government ever did anything wrong or that special interests are wrong, okay? I want to be mainstream now. I love Michelle Obama, and I love the school lunches, and I didn't build my business or my media empire.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
I am so excited, folks. One of the most famous authors of the last 100 years is dead. We have been contacted by legit folks that have the recordings that nobody else has. It's all vetted of this person predicting the New World Order and predicting everything that's basically now happened. And when this gets released, because I'm going to be on the road next week, but I'm going to be doing the show, I almost want to be in studio when this happens or fly this guy here because it's unbelievable. And I don't like to count my chickens before they're hatched. We won't make any money off of it. What I'm excited about is just putting it out and people hearing this, because believe me, this will be newsworthy, and people aren't going to like this, because this individual was never really political. It's bizarre. I'm very excited about that when this comes out. And if it's in God's will, it will end up coming out. We got the fish directly up to the boat. It's a very nice fish, but I haven't got it fully into the boat yet. And I'm not, you know, back at the restaurant eating it yet. So this is a fish I'll definitely throw back. We'll show it to everybody and then throw it back. But very, very exciting. We're working on getting Paul Watson. You know, it's good news that Paul's been mobbed by TV, radio, RT, British news, the Denmark news. all of it. So I wanted to get a quick comment from Watson sometime out there via the video feeds from Bilderberg 2014. I want to go back to your calls as well. I'm going to have Bilderberg snapshot video that Rob Dew and others put together that's about 14 minutes long. We're going to have this full thing posted to Infowars.com in the next few hours. I want to air part of it now that kind of gives highlights or, you know, the best of Bilderberg from about the last 6-7 years. Well, I guess 2006 was 8 years ago, so 8 years ago. So here's the best of Bilderberg's unveiling or the unmasking of Bilderberg in the last 8 years. I don't know what you call this. Bilderberg Unmasked, I think, is probably a good name for it. Here's part of that for the radio and TV audience. If you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. And you can actually watch the free feeds, or if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you don't just get the free feeds during the day. You get the nighttime radio show, the films, and so much more. I want to thank you all for being PrisonPlanet.tv members. But here's part of this report.
Limousines with darkened windows converged on a hotel where private security guards imposed ironclad control. It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
It was just scary. I mean, I've been all over the world, and I've never seen anything like this. It was like hours of humiliation. And they said, "What are you here for?" And I said, "Well, I'm here to, you know, cover the media, covering a political event, up top to members of parliament." I was answering all the questions. It was clear I wasn't a threat. It was clear I didn't have any criminal record. It was clear I was pressed. It was clear I was coming to interview people. They were going to deny me. They told me earlier that I was probably going to be denied. And then you guys showed up, and everything changed.
They're debating the attack on Iran. They're talking about how to take out Hugo Chavez. They're talking about how to get their American Union in that destroys Canadian, U.S., and Mexican sovereignty. So we're talking about the death of Canada is what's happening in there right now. The death of your sovereignty is happening in there right now.
120 of the world's most powerful men, heads of state from Europe, high officials of the United States government, Treasury, White House, State, Defense, they're setting the world agenda now. The reason they want secrecy is because they're doing evil. Evil is done under the cover of darkness. Good works are done in the sunshine.
Wait on to the sidewalk.
Yeah, there's no implication that we aren't cooperating.
Wait on to the sidewalk. Okay.
Last year, it took me 14 and a half hours to get to Munich. I was pulled off a plane in Milan. I was pulled off a plane in Munich. They interrogated me for 4 hours. They basically told me that they're keeping an eye on me 24 hours of the day. The little hotel that we were staying at, Gemini, out of the 20 rooms, 6 were occupied, 3 by the CIA and 3 by the German Secret Service. That's how serious these people are, and that's how afraid they are of actually what we may be able to reveal and what we actually do reveal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
so what they're going to do over the next year, year and a half, is to bring the market back up to 1998, 1999 levels. They're going to get all the suckers to invest whatever little money they have left over, and that's when they're going to make the economy bottom drop out. They need to destroy the economy.
It's actual members.
They're members of the Bilderberg Club for years and years and years. They've been going and participating in all the conversations. They've always been dead on, always.
Get them on both sides. Yeah, you crook. Yeah, you're going to go to jail like Ken Lay. Oh, yeah, there's one right there. Hi. Hey, we're not your property. We're not your slaves. We're going to defeat the New World Order.
You will and you are failing now. Your New World Order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah. 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 Jim, my government. Governor Rick Perry. It's in the front of the Dallas Morning News. The headline reads, Texas Governor Rick Perry to attend Bilderberg. What does it mean to have the governor of Texas in the Dallas Morning News just admitting he's going to Bilderberg Group?
It means he's a potential president, even as the obscure governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, lost his virginity at the Bilderberg meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991, and he's elected president the following year. We were at the Ritz-Carlton. It looked like a typical Bilderberg scenario. They had the armed guards all around the place. They had platoons of cops in formation waiting for the disbursement. They also had cops all the way around the building. And they had all those high-tech things where every member can hear whatever spoken in any language instantly translated to his own language.
We're going directly into the belly of the beast. The hotel will be filled with at least five spy agencies. CIA, Defense Intelligence, Mossad, European Union Security.
We're sitting here in the room. As the phone rings, when your producer, Tom Danhauser, put me on, the fire alarm goes off. So everybody is exiting the building. I know this is a setup. They timed it exactly when this happened. Open the door. I wanted to hear the fire alarm. We have a security guy walk up to us 30 minutes ago, about 25 minutes ago, before this happened. He said, what are you guys doing? We said, we're just walking around checking out the artwork in the hotel, which we actually were admiring, but we were also going around getting some footage. And they said, well, no cameras allowed. We said, fine. And then he said, yeah, we had somebody do a fire alarm a few weeks ago, and me and Rob, my camera guy, were going, why is he telling us about a fire alarm? I forgot that part, George. These bastards have done this. I don't know how. They're planning to try to set us up or something, but this is incredible. We are here in the middle of this right now, George.
Yeah, we got a car right behind us.
This is some of the highlights of the last 8 years of Bilderberg meetings.
Six times the same.
Switzerland's coming up and a lot more. We're going to post the full video to YouTube right now. Also have the whole thing on the Nightly News tonight. May have aired last night, but I think we're premiering here today, dude was telling me. And then we'll have that up on Infowars.com for you. I want to take you now live to Paul Watson, who is acting like the Wasselhoff, as he's secretly known. That's Watson meets David Hasselhoff. He's been able to get all the groupies away, all the Danish blondes that are literally chasing him around. And now, look how ridiculous he is. I like Watson. I was teasing him early for being gone for like 2 hours doing interviews, which I wanted him to do. I just didn't know that he'd be gone all day because I got to be honest, articles he writes will be more important and read more than going on RT or on Danish television or whatever else he did. And this show, it's just that, you know, he's our reporter. But it's a sign of success that the Wasselhoff has been doing good. So go ahead and smile again. Look at that. It's like the Grinch or something. All right, anyways, Watson, I always start getting dingy in the third hour. It's a phenomenon. We can't help it. I'm known as the Walrushoff by the ladies. No, but seriously, Watson, tell us what you think about what's been unfolding today.
Well, we started off in the morning tracking the delegates coming in. It was very slow to begin with. So we were over in the press area next to the opposite side of the hotel. Then we came within this area, which is obviously directly opposite the main building. We weren't allowed in here at first, but later on they allowed us to be here. And, we got the Queen of Spain, we got Petraeus, we got Peter Thiel, we got a lot of interesting individuals arriving. One of the most funny things was that several of them decided to go on a little jog, including David Petraeus, around Copenhagen. So that was quite funny to see that. But yeah, it's been intense. I went in the protest area a little bit earlier, then obviously dashing back and forth for interviews. So, and when I was here in the protest area, the Bilderberg members were up in the corridor, which is one of the main windows there going up just past the elevator, which we were in that hotel the other night, and they were stood there looking out the window laughing at us basically on several different floors. So we're interested in them and they're very interested in us.
Oh, yes, it's so funny that we force coverage of their criminal activities. It's so funny that the peasants are exposing their corporate global government. It's so funny that Tea Party-type candidates are getting elected from Europe to Africa, from Latin America to the U.S. to Australia. It's so funny that we're identifying them. No, this is all part of their confidence act.
Exactly. Some of them, you know, scoot away pretty quickly. They don't want to be seen, but some of them just come outside and take a good long look at us. And as I said, up in the window doing the same thing. So some of them aren't ashamed of what they're doing. Some of them are. They've still got two spotters on the roof. People were saying earlier in the protest pen that they were snipers. I haven't seen any evidence of that. They've definitely got binoculars. They're up on both corners of the main block of the Marriott building, and they've been watching us carefully all day. And there are two of them now. There's only one earlier, even though there's absolutely nobody in the protest zone now. They've all gone home. It's literally five or six reporters just stood here.
The protest zone looks like a concentration camp.
It's a free speech pen, yeah. They don't actually let you get in it directly. You have to walk around several blocks just to get in it, so they make it difficult even to get into there.
Well, I'm glad that folks are just ignoring that and going out and covering it as the press. Have you had any trouble with the police, or have they just been dragging off other reporters?
I haven't had any trouble with them. There was an incident earlier where they grabbed somebody who was, to be fair, acting like a bit of a lunatic. They detained him. They didn't arrest him because he was released soon afterwards. So
they did lovingly, really the only... and they also lovingly stomped on him.
Yeah, they were very rough with him. He was walking around harassing people, basically. So mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, but, yeah, you have a little bit of a satisfied look on your face.
You should have heard what he was saying about you, Alex.
Oh, I know. I already heard about it. I love it. I know. It's like, I'm like, those darn police. Meanwhile, he's like, Alex Jones is evil. God's like,
yeah, they didn't like hearing that.
Well, I still don't like it. I still don't like the fact they chased the other reporter that was trying to get footage of it. Let the guy do that. As long as he doesn't hit anybody, he has a right to do it.
Well, he didn't do anything that was an arrestable offense, really, or a reason to be detained. Once they grabbed him, he started struggling. But generally, they've been quite polite, whether it maintained. I mean, you know, Bilderberg is stealing their pensions, too, which they don't realize. So maybe they're starting to look into it a little bit and come over to our side, as is usual.
By the way, I was not making fun of you with the Wasselhoff thing. You actually came up with the idea of a joke T-shirt as you as the Wasselhoff.
I think we should definitely roll with that. I think it'd be a big seller. This spotter guy is still on the roof, even though there's basically nobody here.
That's a good way to change the subject, Wasselhoff.
That's just that I noticed him. He's peering over at us again.
Should we tell folks your other nickname?
What's that, Alex?
Me and Watson probably talk 30 minutes every morning about news. And 12 years, is it 13 or 14 years you've been working with me, Waddy?
Since October 2002, so 12 years nearly now.
Yeah, so that's why I joke around a lot with Paul. I shouldn't do it. Paul's very reserved on TV and the radio, but he's actually a wild man behind the scenes, folks.
My reputation precedes me.
All right, anyways. Hey, when are you and your wife going to come over here? I keep saying I'll fly you over here for a business meeting / vacation. You keep having excuses.
When it gets colder, if I come now, I'll shrivel up, Alex. It's too hot. Maybe October.
He does this all the time, and then in October.
I promise, Alex, I will come this year. There are more cars arriving. There are more attendees arriving at Bilderberg right now, just pulling into the main entrance.
All right, well, a lot's going on. Man, I tell you, did you hear about this Bill Gertz article? I guess you didn't talk to you about this morning, where he's got the army documents where they admit they're trying to take on the American people, just period. I mean, this is so illegal, Paul.
No, I was too preoccupied with trying to get the live stream on InfoWars, but there are more delegates arriving pretty late now, as you can see on the video stream.
Yeah, because it's like, what is it, like, is it like 8 at night over there right now?
It's 10 to 9, it's 8:50.
Yeah, wow. You know, so I guess it's an hour later than it is in England, huh, Greenwich?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All right, well, listen, you've done a great job, and obviously you guys should be able to take off the rest of the day now. I know it's a long hours. Get some more of the delegates arriving. Then see if you can creep around at night on top of any of those other buildings with a telephoto lens, if you guys want to. You don't have to if you're tired, to get footage inside those rooms, because they've been putting up that mesh to block out the windows. I've never seen them do that before.
Yeah, they were doing something on the other side of the building as well that we saw. So,
but I've actually seen it, Bohemian Grove, and I'm not joking now. And John Ronson saw this with me. He wrote about it in his book, Them. Henry Kissinger dressed in drag, bent over, doing something I can't mention on the radio. And so, you know, I mean, I guess he's getting with the times. We should put him on the cover of Time magazine, The Transgender Tipping Point, led by Henry Kissinger. What do you think?
I think maybe you should put it on the front of the InfoWars magazine. I think that would be a big seller as well.
With Dianne Feinstein dressed as a man on the other side. You want to be fair, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be sexist about it, Alex. Come on. It's a great idea.
All right. Hey, Watson, seriously, great job there. Great job, Bilderberg 2014. A lot of media coverage. Got to say, the dinosaur media is covering it now. What do you think of that, Watson?
It was very slow yesterday, but there seems the trickle is turning into a deluge. I think the London Evening Standard described it as catnip for lizard-obsessed conspiracy theorists. They're not here, obviously. They know absolutely nothing about it. But, yeah, I was talking to Danish
media. Hold on, I got to hear about this. We'll do overdrive and take some calls. Stay with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeths and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big time. Big time. Every
morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
And everybody knew he didn't give no lip. Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
All right, folks. Nobody. We're doing 5 minutes overdrive to try to jam in Damien, Roger, Jay Lynn, Al-Qaeda, Eric. I got to take all these calls. Maybe I'll start going to them right now. Just let Paul have a final comment. He had one more point to make. And he'll be doing more live stream reports, more YouTubes, more Twitters, more photos. The globalists are really starting to arrive right now. So the real news reporting is tomorrow and over the weekend and obviously a roundup on Sunday. But this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. That's where you find the specials is MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex for the best durable foods, non-GMO, super high quality, great customer service. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. That's where I get my durable foods. They're great people. 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. Let's go back to Paul. Paul, what was the other point you were making?
I was just talking to Danish media, and it's a mainstream channel quite big here earlier, and this woman, this reporter, was saying that they're in regular contact with the organisers and some of the Bilderberg members, and made it quite apparent that they were managing the coverage with this Danish TV channel. So I just stress the point that, you know, they do have power, this is important, this is bigger than Davos in terms of influence. And she made it clear that they were working together with the Danish media to manage the coverage of this event. So I found that interesting. They are talking to the protesters, though, so they are trying to give it both sides a voice. But I found that interesting that she would say that.
Any other points that you're going to wish you'd made when I let you go here in about a minute?
No, just the photos of them looking out the windows as they're on Real Alex Jones Twitter. I zoomed in, so you should be able to see them on there.
Oh, great job, Paul. I didn't even know that in between all the interviews and other work. Well, I salute you and the crew. You guys are definitely getting a bonus for this one, and keep doing it, Watson.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Maybe while I take these calls, we can show the Real Alex Jones Twitter photos, the latest ones, and show the TV viewers some of that. Let's jam in a call right now. He hadn't been holding the longest, but I got to talk to Al-Qaeda. Sure, I should say Al-CIA. Hey, you're getting funded by Obama to blow up churches everywhere. How you doing? I guess I'm a real terrorist. I'm a Tea Partier, a proto-Tea Partier. How you doing, Al-Qaeda in Georgia?
I'm doing great, Alex. I talked to you about 4 years ago, and you asked me if I worked for the government. I said no, but I am definitely white Al-Qaeda.
Oh, well, they have been segueing on to white males being the main terror threat, so I get your joke. Now I understand.
Exactly. Now, our lovely mayor out here in Atlanta is there with Paul, and I was very glad to hear that. And that's a joke, of course. But what I called in about was the awakening. The last time I talked to you, you were asking, what is it going to take for to wake up? And what to you was, that it's going to take them individually being affected by our system in some way. Now, they're doing enough that sooner or later, they're going to wake up everybody.
And that's why they got the police state in place, and so they want to have a civil war, which is an even bigger crisis to give them more power. And I think they've overcooked the goose. I don't think it's going to work for them. I think their program is half-baked on a lot of levels.
Saying, everybody's already waking up. What's going to happen when they just do something? And everybody just, you can't hide it anymore. So, I don't think they have a chance. I think the awakening is here, and we're going to beat them.
Well done. I agree. That's a good way to end the main transmission and all of our wondrous AM&FM affiliates out there that everyone should support and sponsor and support the sponsors and spread the word about. We're going to go to overdrive. 5 minutes is internet only. Some stations carry it. Take a few more calls straight ahead. Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.tv to find that feed. And the nightly news is tonight.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.